we have a lot coming up between the end of November all the way to December. And to start it all up, let's talk or discuss Praise Achievement Awards. And talking about that, I think I had an invitation last week from someone. Yeah, very, very important. Now, I have Pastor Joe Sapon here. He's the General Manager for Praise Achievement Awards. And he has joined me here. We have a lot to share this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, my dear. I'm fine.
Which edition is this?
Third edition.
Third edition.
Yeah.
It looks like it's so far... it's doing well, because if it's not doing well, you will not go to the third edition. But first of all, before we start the conversation, what is Praise Achievement all about?
So Praise Achievement Award is actually, first of all, let me say thank you for having me here this morning. And we want to say a good greeting to all listeners across the globe. Now, Praise Achievement Award was put together to award excellence and people that, you know, would actually... be able to doing their bit in the Christian community or in the gospel space. So basically, we have a very broad scheme that looks at all areas of individuals that are doing their work, whether you're a radio presenter on the space of the Christian fold, you are a producer, a blogger. And so that's basically what Praise Achievement Award is looking at in awarding individuals in this space.
Right. This sounds really good for our, should I say, our gospel brothers and sisters. And
those who
find themselves in every aspect of
it.
But, I mean, being in its third edition, there's some challenges you probably face. Awards, there's awards.
Sure.
You mind sharing?
Yeah. I clearly remember, you know, being the central operation of everything. You know, the first edition, a lot of people were a bit skeptical about.
Okay.
And so, even attending, when they got to the grounds and saw the setup, saw everything then, but in the initial stages when nominations were sent to people and all that, they were just a bit, not to respond that accurately. But thank God, we're gradually growing. We're not there yet. We are not where we used to be.
Right.
We are not where we want to be. Mm-hmm. But we are getting better.
Most definitely.
Yes.
So with all of this, what are you doing to make sure that everybody who's going to hear about Praise Achievement Awards is going to have that belief and know that this is something that is good for all of us and we should be there?
One of the things, we don't want to dent our credibility. As one of the things we don't really want to go down the drain with. So we're just trying to making sure that everything that has to do with Praise Achievement Award, integrity, credibility is one of the things we want to look at. I'm a pastor. Most of the members of the team are pastors.
Okay.
And not just pastors, but they are industry players as well, you know. And so we're just making sure that the scheme has its openness and the credibility is there.
Okay.
That people will have trust in it. You know, the gospel space does not have anything that, any award scheme that really, really, really look at their work.
Mm-hmm.
Other award scheme just will create some one or two categories, then give it to them, and then they just go there. And every time they are lamenting. But this is really broad.
Mm.
So we have Ghana. It focuses on Ghana, Africa, and the diaspora.
Right.
So we have gospel musicians and gospel acts who are doing their beat in these areas in the diaspora. They have their category. We have Africa. And then when you come to Ghana, it is quite broad. We have about 43 categories.
Right. 43. And so with all the categories, who are performing?
We have a Nasi on the night.
Ooh.
PSA is performing.
Right.
Ohima Mercy is performing.
Mm.
Pastor Joe Beecham is on.
Hey.
Cindy Thompson is on.
Hey, then this one there, you have every other person on.
Joe Metal is on. Luigi McLean is there. Mabel Autry is there. Mm. You have Celestine Donko. Sissy Chum is on. And the performers are on and on and on. And every gospel artist you want to see on the night, just come.
And when is this happening?
24th, this coming Sunday, we are gathering. It's a gathering, it's more like a festival, and we are meeting at Paris Dome, Paris Chapel International, Jolly Traffic Light, and 24th, we are all meeting there.
And the time?
Time, red carpet start by 12.
By 12. Afternoon 12?
Yes.
Ah, you see, you are different.
Red carpet is going all down to somewhere 3, 4, thereabouts.
Okay.
You come and see this red carpet setup. I just don't want to talk much.
Right.
We are do a different setup this time, and we just want people to have a feel of when we're talking about Christian program. You just have to have a feel. It's glitz, glamour.
Right.
And celebration.
Okay. So remember, 24th of November, which is this Sunday, and it's happening at the Perez Chapel. That's at Jolu Traffic Light. So go on there. Go and see all your favorite gospel musicians. Go and see them perform. Go and worship with them. And most importantly, let's all go and award them for all the great things they are doing for us with regards to our spiritual life. Pastor, is there anything you'd like to add?
Okay. So dress code is a black tie.
Oh,
official wear event.
Okay.
And so you just dress good, look good, smell good, come and have fun. Let's celebrate with the spirit of Christ. And then tickets are out there. I'm going for 50, 100, and 200.
Right.
So platinum, diamond, and gold.
Okay.
So you can get some at Barcelona Total, Airport Shell, or you can get some at the venue. But if you want to have a premium delivery done to you or your group, you want to have some kind of exceptional treatment, you can call 0242-1635 and 61 0242-1635-61.
Right, Pastor, thank you so much for all the updates here on Hits FM. And on Sunday, we wish you all the best. If some of us are able to make it,
no, you have to.
I would have loved to. Looks like on the 24th there are a lot of events,
but you have to.
Yeah, but we'll try, Pastor.
You have to.
Thank you so much for coming through this morning. Don't forget, Praise Achievement Awards is happening this Sunday at Perez Chapel. Make sure you're there. Let's support our brothers and sisters, and also let's go and award them for all the great things they're doing for us right here in GH and out there. Thank you so much, Pastor, once again. And remember, it's still Daybreak. It's here on Hits 1039 FM. We have a lot more conversation coming up here on the show. Great musician coupled with great talk. Don't forget, we are fire, and we'll definitely give you fire here on the show. Just stay on as we bring you more conversation on the show.
Rise and shine.
Take a deep breath and relax. It's all going to be fine.
Time to get out of bed. Time to put on the radio. Oh, you already put it on. You're waking up with...
What a beautiful day to my kings and queens when I say grand rising. In a human race, we got different troubles and different crises. I wanna wake up at the beachside, say hello to the sunrise, put some plantain in my rice. I thank God no be guy guy. I wanna wake up at the beachside, say hello to the sunrise, coconut water and palm wine. I thank God no be guy guy, my guy.
Run from me, you can dream me, no run from me. Make a dream and no run from you. Make a dream and no run from me. Run from me. Make a dream and no run from me. Make a dream and no run from you. Make a dream and no run from me.
It's Friday!
It's time to see. Focus. Allow I lie in Brenna Bainty, no more shaking. Man, you're slowly overtaking. Cause on cause will be a re-breaking. Sacrificing while you waiting. Pray for me. On that trust, yeah, you love me. Money minded, mini time. Keep on pressing, that's your brand. Dirty mind, don't pay my cement. Check me, quarry, or be blind. Mammy, fachen, yeah, me pay. Or bro, my dream, I'm for high. Many kind, your chair be shaking. Blood in my eyes, I fear to die. Hear them calling, my name, carrying. See their boy go shine. Started from the bottom. Focus on my hustle. Very soon, me couple. In she ran up a boo. So tell me now why I go give up. Something many inside my coma. No sweetness, baby, I am Muna. 2024, we coming harder than before. Brand new day, me bomb and bunny, yeah, me yeah, my ball. Blessings upon blessing falling, Munti and Musa, yeah, more. 2024, we coming harder than before. Brand new day, me bomb and bunny, yeah, me yeah, my ball. Bangers upon bangers drop, yeah, Munti and Musa, yeah, more. Now I lie, in Jimago, yeah, my story, that's him.
next?
Well, his name is Currency, and he has actually joined me here in the studios of Hits FM. Good morning, Currency. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm very well, thank you. You're sounding all cool, but look at the voice on the beat.
Like, it feels different when I'm in the studio.
When you're in the studio, it's different. Why? What you happen when you're in the studio? What happens?
Yeah, you see, it depends the kind of song that I'm doing. So
okay,
I have to put in energy.
You have to put in energy. I beg, as we come interview for put energy, or otherwise okay, I'll go do battle plus you.
Okay.
How long have you been doing music, Currency?
Okay, like 5 years now, but I'm professionally 1 year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why have you taken the four out?
At that time, like, my songs were not on the guitar platform like that. Yeah,
okay.
I was just working behind. Yeah.
Okay, so are you into full-time music or you do other things?
Full-time music. Yeah, for now. Yeah.
Do you have a record label?
Nah, just management. Just team. I get team with the work with. Yeah, but you know, be official record label, something like that.
When you say team, is it family, friends, loved ones?
It be friends. Yeah.
Hey, your friends have money to fund your music?
We get some big man the way they invest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big shout out to Big Lama, Richard Asante.
Okay. Yeah. So he's the one investing in you.
Yeah, sure.
Right. So far, with all, how many songs have you released into the system?
I have 10 tracks out now.
Okay.
Yeah, like 6 as singles and 4 as EP. Yeah, sure.
Okay. And who are the producers you've worked with on these projects?
I have Shaker Beat and Lotus Beat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just the two of them?
Yeah, the two of them.
Okay. And how does it feel working with them?
Oh, it feels great. Yeah. Massive. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So I'm looking at, what type of music would you call what we just played?
Drill. Yeah.
Is that the kind of, is that the genre of music you're doing, or?
I'm more into hip hop and drill, but at times too, I feel enter Afro beats. I'm a piano, like I'm versatile. Yeah. Reggae too. I feel do. Reggae. Yeah. Sure.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a song out now titled Obasima.
Obasima
is reggae.
That was reggae.
Yeah,
okay.
That was reggae.
Yeah, but which one would you say you're specifically best in?
Hip hop, drill beats. Yeah.
I mean, looking at drill, or should I say hip hop beat? I mean, sometimes we all say rap doesn't pay and all that. Even though Sarkodie has proved otherwise than some other rappers, do you think it's helping you? I mean, considering the kind of music you're churning out when it comes to hip hop.
Yeah, it's helping me. And I love it. Yeah, I love that genre. Yeah, so I believe it will help.
And you think it will make money for you?
Yeah.
Hip hop, they always say that, you know how it's done out there. So sometimes when we do it here, like, people don't have that vibe. They always feel the need to listen to the one out there. Why are you not doing High Life if you're versatile?
Oh, at times I feel do one. Yeah.
But have you put something like that out?
No, not yet. I'm working on one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm working on one.
All right. Since you're a hip hop artist, who do you look up to?
Okay, I look up to the top stars out there.
Like who? Do you have any particular one you say that I listen to, man, that be hard to like? Like, you know, I like to do my thing or something.
Oh, I would say Kwesi Atta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why you're keeping your hair like that?
Yeah, sure.
But he's cut his hair.
Or disappoint here. Yeah.
Or disappointable. Oh, why?
Not mean him so in Chad, but yeah.
Oh, so does it mean, say, you to one day you cut your hair?
I can't tell, but I'm a Philly.
But you know what? I don't think he ever thought he would cut his head. Do you know that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
You know, you just get up and one day when it doesn't feel right, you just cut it.
Yeah.
Oh, he said he's disappointed you.
Yeah.
Did you put it out there that, Charlie, bro, why you cut your hair?
Nah.
You never did. Oh, don't worry.
I love him so much.
You love him so much. Yeah,
I wish
he's a good
I'll meet him one day.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sure you do that one of these days, because as you said, once you've looked up to him to the point that you're doing things with, I mean, when it comes to him, I think you'll meet him someday. Just keep doing your thing. You have new music?
Yeah, I dropped a new one today.
Okay.
The title will be Superwoman.
Superwoman?
Woman, yeah, Superwoman.
Why?
Yeah, for beautiful women and girls out there like you.
But you get woman.
Baby,
You get woman.
No, just friends. Yeah, just friends.
Me now,
oh, they are just friends.
You don't get a woman.
No.
So you day alone.
A day alone with my music and God. Yeah.
Hey. Ocham intro.
Real.
To a virgin.
Yeah, sure.
Hey.
100.
Hey, you won't keep personal.
Oh, for real.
For real, eh? Yeah. Okay. If you say superwoman, I will take it like that.
Yeah.
So that's a brand new one. Who produced it anyway?
Lotus Beats. Okay. Lotus Beats. Lolo. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to listen to this brand new one from Currency. He calls this one Superwoman.
Hey, Lotus Beats. Intro now, put down.
Lolo. It's Currency. Focus. Say me pepper cool. Girl be a mania, she did drive me crazy. Oh mommy, three boom. Put that thing on me, man, need you home. And yeah, who don't do? Show your body, girl, don't worry. Yeah, better as on do. Oh, my superwoman number one. Minja, when she didn't call for wine. Dance and wine for me one time. Now boy, be rush your better pine. Superwoman number one. Minja, when she didn't call for wine. Dance and wine for me one time. Now boy, be rush your better pine. Nara, Mumu Biaro Tedao, Eko Yacho Yanabra, Mimini Muni Narao, Aya Demusu, anyone, or Yemi Demumu, Fatia Fatan, Kuroma Jema, Kuma, Menjami Basa, Sam no Kanida, who don't know now, Yemi Dow, or Nuncha, the Mirabele, Fatu for Mammy in Ketcher, Dina Sam no Kanida, who don't know now, Yemi Dow, or Nuncha, the Mirabele, Fatu for Mammy in Ketcher, my superwoman number one. Minja where she didn't call for wine. Dance and wine for me one time. Now boy be rush your better pine. Superwoman number one. Minja where she didn't call for wine. Dance and wine for me one time. Now boy be rush your better pine. Plenty girls in my DM, I'm sorry. AM to PM, I'm scrolling. No more stories, my folly. Girl, where your bed fear, no darling. Bend down, no, just strike a pose. Yeah, try movie, mommy blow. Superwoman, yeah, me showing. Sure, it all, don't tell me no. My superwoman number one. Minja where she didn't call for wine. Dance and wine for me one time. Now boy be rush your better pine. Superwoman number one. Minja where she didn't call for wine. Dance and wine for me one time. Now boy be rush your best.
His name is Currency and he calls this one Superwoman. Have you shot a video for it? Oh,
you're working on it.
Yeah. Okay, so I thought maybe you would have been ready so you can, you know, just also release it. So how long do you intend to take to shoot this video?
Like, let's say a week.
A week.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be expecting it. But so far with all your songs, how are they doing on the DSPs?
Oh, they are doing good.
Small, yeah. And how are you pushing or promoting your songs anyway?
We are promoting it hard.
How?
Yeah, on TikTok and... like media, we are working on that. Yeah.
Okay. Then keep pushing because you know I want you to know that there are a lot of other people out there who are doing music. So you wouldn't be the first, you wouldn't be the last. And if you don't promote it well, you know the consequences that will come with it.
Sure.
And I don't think that's what you and your friends want to happen to you. So yeah. So at the moment, I want to believe that you finished promoting your EP.
Yeah,
so now is the singles that you are actually promoting. Okay, and what are your plans for this December?
Promoting Superwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Enfa Superwoman in Dibronyano.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprises coming next year.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Elections, Sebao. Who are you voting for? Who are you voting for?
Oh, like I can't tell. And I mean voting
that. You've never voted, yeah, but you're voting this year?
Yeah.
Are you voting this year?
Yeah.
Is there a reason you're voting this year?
I'm not even sure. Yeah.
Are you not in Ghana?
Yeah, I'm here, but
So there must be a reason. Oh, I'm voting because I want this. I'm voting because I want that. So maybe, I mean, that's what I'm asking. Is there a reason? Because you've never voted before. So why the decision to vote this year?
I won't vote. I won't vote. I'm half Jehovah Witness and half Pentecost.
Okay.
So like it's my mom, like said this year I should vote. Yeah, but yeah. I don't know if I will.
Whether you vote. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, vote, eh?
Okay.
Be a good citizen and go and vote for your the right person you think will benefit you in terms of your life and all that. So go and vote.
Sure.
You won't tell me who you vote for, so I'll leave it. But is there any message out there for Ghanaians, everybody who's looking to vote this year?
Yeah, like we should go and vote peacefully.
Mm.
Yeah, everybody then in opinion and ideas.
Yeah.
It just not be fight or something. Yeah, so peacefully. Yeah.
Right, that's very important. What are your social media handles?
Okay, the name is Karen C.
Okay.
KURRENCEE. Karen C.
Oh, it's Karen C, not Karen C.
Yeah, Karen C.
Okay, Karen C.
Yeah, I just changed some things. Like normal Karen C, CU. But my own be KU.
Okay.
Yeah, then CY, accommodate Y. So double EEE. Yeah,
okay.
Karen C.
Okay.
Everywhere, Karen C. Right. Only YouTube is Karen C Music.
Okay.
Yeah, Audio Mac, Boom Play, Apple Music, Instagram, TikTok, Karen C.
Okay. All right. Well, I can only wish you all the best. Is there anything you'd like to say before we wrap up this conversation?
Yeah, so I would say big thanks to my fans and everyone supporting me. Their listeners, I'm really working hard.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm really working hard. Me too. I'm here to put Ghana on the map too. I'm here to support. Yeah, so they should give me the maximum support and expect greatness from me. Yeah,
okay.
It's Karen C.
Right.
Focus.
All right. All the best, Karen C. And we're hoping that you bring out more music and keep pushing. You never know. Thank you so much for coming this morning.
Okay, thank you for having me too.
Right. His name is Karen C, and I bet you we have a lot more coming up, more conversations. And make sure you also join us on our social, our showbiz review, because we have quite a number of interesting conversations we will be having. So make sure you're on. We are on from now till 10 a.m. And don't forget, *281#. I almost forgot, because you have to win money. Remember, today we are giving out 1,500 Ghana cedis for three people. So with these three people, you all have to try. And if I say three people, 500 cedis each for each person. So all you have to do is to dial *281#. Click on number 5, which shows you're listening to Hits FM. Follow the prompt and be that lucky winner for our quick cash promotion. Don't forget, you have to do this as many times as you can to be able to win that money. So if it's 1,500 Ghana cedis, 500 cedis for each person. So make sure you keep dialing to be that winner for our quick cash promotion.
My superwoman number one, Minja where she didn't call for wine. Dance and wine for me one time. Now boy be rush your better pine. Superwoman number one, Minja
this
where
she didn't call for.
Are you ready to get way more chances to win with Betway? Every single day, you have the key to unlock 5 free spins on Mega Money Wheel, where you stand to win a massive 1 million Ghana cedis jackpot. All you need to do is to log in and take your spin. Exclusive to Betway. Terms and conditions apply. Regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway, get way more.
Hello, Odo. Wake up, oh. Now we've got places to be. Bronya, wait here. Mini wow. Missy, Bronya, seti.
Sir.
Yebeko Stadium. Hey, Ashe movies. Ako cooking classes. Ako skiing. Udi atubo. Oh my baby, don't laugh. Go TV ama be biye simple. Football o, movie so, series so, open cartoon scra. Go TV will be brave. Enjoy unmatched entertainment with your entire family. Upgrade to Super Plus on *759# and make Christmas unforgettable. Go TV, love it.
Yen fan se mo shaye loto man penyi. Na yen ti na no disem.
Mi na ida, ayem me. Day 1539. Loto fo nyina, me na me danso.
Na na ko.
Maba se me beto breso. Maba. Send your bay your bet me child danka. My basta be betcha won't call on the school fees your hospital bills. My basta be mo sika somewa koye. Me wahan ne, semi be mo chop money. Ano pa 10 o'clock bia. Dear hear na say, over dial *446#. Now I select option one. Now would you chat? There what top money? Chat direct two. Then you see can 40 times. And now direct three. Then you see can 400 times. Select 51, copy 39. I will network be a so. Hey, wait here. Hey, easy cra. And so many and so many. And move from phone to here. Now I'm dial *446#. Now fix chat there what 539 chop body. They be a ra. Let them when you're there. Lot with you. And no one is there what 539. Dewa, I'm hoping to my friend 0532-479879.
My bro, Fuji, become a fool, Jesus.
Your friend me Mary and Pomadu Fimi Fife, I say, I was from your constituency. Now, me Adam 2016 MPP Barbem, and a free education by me and me, Jina, I say, Mammy, a trader, and Papa, and so you may see me. Me when you are no moon seer, Minami Tosun seer, send your free teachers and come into me and go school. Now, me Adam met me a co school. I am a pan man free as I'm told because Medica. Nasa metimi enya asumjie, edi ya kosku esunyandie. Apa aseme wasi ezamsa, na eye MPP adaroma. Mia mijina, mini njinia midikani ewo mebusu yemu. Enye MPP adaroma, ankamenti mia unkosku ambe ye njinie. Enye free SHS nsu adaroma, ankamenti minsu ambe ye njinia. Enti mima aminu mamu wasi, misremu. Muma ye ntua ba, ema dakuba umia. December 7th, yanko ne yanko tua ba, yanfa ye tu minko ye aman peyifua. Omupa omubebe ye ye man ye. Aman peyifua omujuni ye dache hu. Aman peyifua omujuni dache nchiri ma hu. Mesira mu, medamasi.
Muma ye mwe ye mebunu dache hu bai. Wabra ye tua ba ma number 1. December 7th, tua ba ma ba umia.
Ame radike bi ma myo. Eradika sa. Mama Kuma, tell me your more.
Ghana Fway! Franco! Esa the electrical appliances full from the Joshua! Washing machines, ancient woman, yopo, CCTV cameras, and need a hot clear. I be you know that. Seba mobile phones, this is iPhones, Infinix, Nokia, Samsung, any dia kika hon, any one accessories na. Franco, ina ubinya diye papa, ni boda form say, Tim. Franco air conditioners, every 1.5, adequacy 2.5 horsepower, Samsung Franco TV, every 32, adequacy 85 inches. Franco, SSO tabletop, double decker, any chest freezers, and change na mahuadin kwa. Shisho Franco, kwa batabie benwo, name um head office, awada. Braca, one in Roxy Cinema and the Enemy. Friend 0246-422-338 and a 0555-993-311. Franco Electrical Appliances Papa. If he
education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. At Heritage Christian University, you're assured of quality education. Accredited by GTEC and affiliated to KNUSC and UCC, we offer programs like Bachelor of Business Administration, Community Development and Theology, Theology and Ministry, Psychology, Nursing, Information Technology, Information Security, and Business Information Technology. Professional programs like ICA, CIMG, CIHRM, ABE. We also offer short courses on media and IT. What makes Heritage stand out is our experienced and scholar practitioner faculty, entrepreneurial training with financial support, ultra-modern facilities and hostels. Qualifications for entry is WASI or SSC or GBCE, HND or Diploma Top-Up. Mature 25 years and above, Heritage is located at Amasaman behind the Olympic Stadium. Contact us on 054-777-7731 or 020-229-8399 or www.hcuc.edu.ga. Heritage Christian University College, educating compassionate entrepreneur leaders.
Logie Entertainment and Rattray Park presents the maiden edition of Event of the Year 2024. This music concert, Event of the Year, will witness the legendary Daddy Lumba. Black Sheriff. Kofi Kinata. Wendy Shay. King Paluta and many more. Performing live on the 25th of December 2024 at Rattray Park in Kumasi. Showtime is 7 p.m. sharp. For tickets and tables, call 050-6677-742 or 0244-602-800. This event is supported by Musically Yours and Logi Travel and Tours.
Okay, I'm reloaded. Get your hands in the air.
FM presents DJ Showdown, the ultimate year-end bash. Join us the 24th December at Good Path for the most epic all-DJ party of the year. Remember, entry is free. Experience the hottest track, electrifying performances, and non-stop entertainment from Ghana's finest DJs. Don't miss out. 24th December, 6 p.m. at the Good Park Accra. Entry free. Spread the word.
Hands up. I don't stop now. I throw your hands up. Don't stop now. I keep it going. And don't stop now. I throw your hands up. Don't stop now. Come on.
Hands up now. Hands up.
The Hits FM Hottest Jam is brought to you by Hits FM and supported by Joy Prime and Joy FM.
This is it. Hits FM.
Set up the moonlight. Yeah. 45 minutes on the good night. Yeah. I live on my business. Yeah. Sipping low Guinness. Take it to the max, no limit. Yeah, what's the deal? Yeah. Nobody here. Yeah. Why? Cause I work for Soul Clinic. Huh? Y'all keep shooting me with y'all head. Why? Cause I keep dodging it. Ain't your girl. Will she be the wrong way? Why? Cause we just walk in and I get the love.
This is it. Hits FM.
Now I'm going to try to pronounce his name. Let me see if I'll get it right. Is the name Novalis? Oh, Novalis. Yes, that's the name. His name is Novalis, and he's actually joined me here this morning on Daybreak Hits. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I like your music.
I appreciate it. I figured you would.
Oh, why?
Yeah. Just because I know I'm good. I know I'm God's given to the earth, so I figured you would.
And add that you knew that I'm your fellow rapper.
Of course.
Well, that's beautiful music, but you're not based here.
No, I'm not based here. I'm based in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Right?
I was born here. I was born in Labadie and everything, but okay. I go back and forth now. So,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, don't worry. These are beautiful ladies. On Fridays, I bring a lot of beautiful ladies in the studio.
Of course.
So don't worry about them.
I'm not. I'm not.
They're here.
The more beautiful ladies, the merrier.
Right.
Doing all right.
Yeah. Right. So you come to Ghana very often then?
I do.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good. But I'm just listening to your music and I'm like, how did growing up in the US influence your kind of music?
Well, that's the whole point, right? So I feel like it's a lot better because I have two perspectives, right? So I have a part of me which is me living in Ghana, and mm-hmm. I have a part of me too, which is me living in the States, right? So it allows me to kind of try to merge the music together,
yeah.
Right? So I still kind of merge my Ghana with the rap, but yeah. You know, my flow is more like America when I'm rapping, so
right.
It's a good influence, so it gives me a lot more of a dual perspective.
Okay,
yeah.
But how long have you been doing music? Were you doing it
Yeah.
before you left?
Yeah. So that's the whole point. So, you know, my mom was there, right? So, you know, I used education to try to get there. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. So once I wanted to do music the whole time, but you know, African parents, you know how they are, right?
Yeah, go to school.
So mm-hmm. I went there. I took, you know, I used music to get, I used education to get there, even though what I wanted to do was music. But I made sure I still got my education. I got my college degree and everything. Mm. But my whole passion has just been music.
Music.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So now is it going to be full-time music? Or
it's full-time music.
It's full-time music. Ah, but first off, in as much as you've always, what inspired you to want to do music? There's definitely something in there.
Yeah, so I'm a very spiritual person, right? So I feel like music hits people's soul. And music can change people's mindset and everything. And I feel like the way to reach the youth is through music.
Right.
Right. So whatever messaging, I mean, I don't want to compare, but I feel like a rapper is kind of like a pastor at the same time. Right. Mm-hmm. They're speaking. It just depends on what type of things they are giving to the youth. And I feel like my music is more to try to inspire and motivate the youth to have a better, you know, perspective on things. Yeah.
Okay. Novelist is his name. And just so I add up, like, you know, with the music and everything, even though you said, like, you know, you're here sometimes and then how do you promote your music?
Well, social media is the most important thing.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So on social media, if y'all want to follow me, it's Novalis Official on every social media platform. But social media is usually what I use to try to connect with the fans and everything. I feel like, you know, I mean, we still have the, you know, the radio and all of these things, advertising and everything. But I feel like just reaching one person at a time is most important. I'm just trying to hit people's souls. So, yeah.
I'm glad you made the decision to also do some media runs whilst you're in Ghana, especially the radio, because in Ghana, we still have form.
Yeah.
I mean, the social media is there, but the traditional media is equally working. Yeah, so I think that is a good thing that you decided to also come here and do. So I wanted to find out, I mean, based on education and whatever you studied there, I know some people will just finish and they'll just put their certificates under their beds and all that.
Yeah.
Does it mean that whatever you practiced or you learned over there, that's on the side and now you're just going to focus more on the music?
Yeah, it is. Because I wanted to just have that, and that I got that from my parents, right? Because that's what she brought me there for. That's what my mom wanted me to do. So that's what I did, right? But my main passion is music, business. I got a clothing brand called Green Card Nation as well, and that's all about trying to bridge the gap, right? So it's about, let's say you have an American person that has a African background, right? But they don't really feel comfortable wearing kente and stuff like
right?
So I created a brand where it kind of still shows your cultural heritage and everything, but in a more subtle way.
Okay.
It's called Green Card Nation.
Okay, that's so good. So I want to believe that that's what is used to fund the music then.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, but you're not on any record label?
No, I'm not. I'm independent.
You're doing everything on your own.
Independent.
You're your own manager, your own PR.
No, I've got a manager. Those things. But as far as like a record label, I don't have a record label yet. Yeah.
But do you wish to be on one?
Once I get leverage. I want to have more leverage. I've gotten offers, right? But I want to have more control and more leverage. So once I get to the point where I have more leverage, then I'll work with a label, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have new music?
Yeah, so I've got new music out, but I also got a song that I had with Medical. I did with Medical.
Oh,
It's called Black Stars, right? So that's a song that
Medical. How do you know him?
So I got connected with him, you know, from a friend of mine, a mutual friend of mine. So we chopped it up, and then the same night we met, we just did a song called Black Stars, and like I said, it's just magic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, right, we're going to play Black Stars, and definitely we'll have to know more about you. Black Stars, so that's you featuring Medical then?
Yeah.
Okay, so, Novalis has a new one. He calls this one Black Stars, and, of course, it features our own Medical. Let's take a listen to when we come back. There's more here on Daybreak Hits.
Well, Adina with the Mona. We be the boys of the Hey Don. Cause all we do is ball like we LeBron. Yeah, my name ring bells from the world to LA gone. Black stars still shine in the daytime. Yeah. We the boys of the Hey Don. Cause all we do is ball like we LeBron. Yeah. My name ring bells from the world to LA gone. Black stars still shine in the daytime. What up, fellas?
nice, I make nice, my head do. My head do. We did grind, we did grind. Why you broke? Why you broke? Yeah, yeah. Why you broke? I make nice, I make nice. My head be gangin' and banging, gangin'
and banging.
Grinding and spending,
grinding and spending.
Hopping and stacking,
hopping and stacking.
Why you niggas they lacking? Yeah, they are laughing. Every day make more money. Clowns, they act more chummy. Yeah, see me funny. What do they talk?
Yeah.
Any place, we the free boss, chalk. Pen and paper say, go not say, we the trust. We the sign check, that's your man the sign check. That's your man the extra man,
no.
You don't respect. Why you they talk too much? Just sleep with this, you make us speak some Dutch. Well, every day I step on the clutch, cause I no get time. Make on a watch, wrong. Every day we stack that paper,
yeah.
Bye bye, no time for a hater. They want to make us show them true colors. Do I look like a painter?
Young Nova, I be the body boy. Married to the money, haters, I divorce. So, making a bunch of noise. Second is me, second is me, second is me.
So why do I have a feeling like I've heard this song before? Have I?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know where I heard it, but like, no, maybe I seem to connect with it. So
yeah,
it feels like I've heard it before. But
yeah,
I think you actually put the right person on the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because
he killed that. He killed that verse.
Medical he's just a vibe.
Yeah.
And I think he's really good at this side of it. So
yeah,
just listening to, yeah, he's just good at it. So
yeah,
you actually chose right. But aside medical, like, you know, we have quite a number of rappers in GH.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard a few and
yeah,
might
yeah,
want to
yeah,
work with them.
Yeah, so, I do. Of course, I want to work with, you know, Sock, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to work with Sock. I want to work with Kwaku Smoke. I like him a lot, too.
Yeah, yeah,
Black Sheriff is another guy that
I
want to work with as well. So mm-hmm, those are like the people that I kind of like, you know, I've checked out. I know there's a lot more,
yeah,
right?
Quite
but those
a
are people.
Then we have Amrado.
Mm-hmm.
We have, what's Amrado's best friend? what's his best friend, the other guy,
Lyrical Joe.
Lyrical Joe, I heard of him too. Yeah,
yeah. They, I mean, they're quite a number of strong man. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
So maybe you should actually do more with them. But I don't know. Does hip hop really sell like on your side? I mean,
yeah, it does.
I mean, the we always say that hip hop right now, at the moment, people are doing more of singing.
Hip hop still works, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, once again, it's not about the music, it's about the message,
right?
Right? And you can't appease to everybody. Not everybody's going to like your music, right?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever messaging that you have, as long as the people that want to hear it,
mm-hmm,
love it, then that's it, right? I'm focused on the people that want to hear what I have to say, the type of music that I have to say. But yeah, hip-hop is still big. You know, like I said, I still do Afrobeats as well. So sometimes I merge Afrobeats with rap and everything like that. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, as a Ghanaian living in the States, you,
mm-hmm,
you live there. Like, do you face any challenges in the music industry? I mean, when you come and go and all that?
As far as there or here?
Yeah.
Here? No, but like, you know, sometimes you have somebody do work for you here, you send them money and then, you know how it goes.
They tell you
$1,000 and it ends up being $500. You know how that goes, right? So
you send them money and they don't do it.
Yeah, yeah, they don't do it. And it'll lie to you. They'll send you videos and everything like that. So it's better when I come and mm-hmm, I come, you know, I'm here or find somebody that I can trust. But that's
Ghana,
how it goes. It's not just Ghana, trust me. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
it's so at least you know.
Oh, I'm,
but it doesn't worry you.
Yeah,
does it?
Yeah, no.
Oh, but account industry though.
Well, I always understand. You know, what I always understand whenever somebody gives me a price,
mm-hmm,
I know they put their own thing on top of it. I don't mind that. So, but just do the work. But the fact you're not doing the work and you still taking the money, oh no, I can't do that.
I don't know. I'm so sorry I'm laughing, but
because you know it's true.
It's not. Even we here.
Yeah, some of the same thing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so sorry about it. But I'm glad you know, because, I mean, if you're Ghanaian and we do that, and I mean, you can still come down to check out your things too.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah,
bad at all. But aside that, in terms of you coming in
mm-hmm,
and trying to observe how we do our things and
mm-hmm,
all that, you're okay?
Yeah. I come back and forth a lot, right?
Okay.
But I first came to try to more observe everything and just see how the industry is and everything. So I come back and forth a lot.
Okay.
But once again, I also have the internet. You know, everybody's on the internet as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And how about all day?
Right. So I still push my music there, but I always feel like I have to connect with my foundation first. That's where I'm from. Like I said, I was born in Labadi before. You know, my Ghana is going away small because, you know, I thought first initially, I thought Ghana was like the national language because we didn't cry. Everybody speaks Ghana.
Yeah.
So then when I was in Atlanta, I'm like, damn, why everybody that I meet, they're always speaking tree, 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 right? I don't know how to speak tree.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know how to speak tree.
You don't know how to speak it.
In tree, tree.
Oh, but you understand when someone speaks.
I understand small. Like if you speak, I can understand a little bit, but Ghana, yeah. Yeah, that's my main thing.
Why are you a
Ghana? You're Ghana, like, why are you a Ghana?
I get it. And for you, I mean, this is really interesting. But let's talk about people in the diaspora. Like,
yeah.
I always get people say that, look, I mean, those here in Ghana, we're looking to push our music and they're all looking at pushing it and go all the way there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you all there are also pushing your music, but you're coming back home to start before it picks up over there.
So let me tell you what I realized. So I looked at a few of the artists, right? Not just in Ghana. I looked at Burna Boy. Burna Boy used to be in UK.
You're right.
Came, right? I think T.Y. used to be in UK, US. Mm-hmm. Don Jazzy, same thing, right? So I noticed, I'm like, okay. DeVito. DeVito's from Atlanta. And DeVito came as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this has to be something. And I don't ever hear any African artists blowing up there. Maybe Akon out of how many?
Right?
Yeah. So I said, you know what? It's always about connecting with your roots and your foundation. If you have a solid foundation, now you can go. You're supposed to go from your roots and then grow, not the other way around, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why. And like I said, me, because I have both, like, the I'm African, but I'm also Americanized small, right? So I feel like I'd be more of the better person to be able to bridge those people in the diaspora with the people here. Because there's a lot of African Americans, let me call them, that want to connect with Africa, but they just feel so out of place with the way, you know, they just don't, they feel like they're forcing too much, you know. So I feel like with me being the best of both worlds, I would be the person that would make them feel comfortable connecting. And I tell you people all the time, I know people want to travel to the States all the time, but there's a lot of work over there too, right? Like, actually,
you know, now that you mentioned that, I mean, I'm sure you've heard it pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, it's like it's something that everybody's pushing so hard, and I'm sure you know that there are a lot of Ghanaians who are pushing so hard to actually be in the States.
Yep.
Is it that easy there? Should we have it easy knowing that when we come there?
So
it's easy?
Me, sometimes when people tell me, hey, they want to come, the best thing I do for them is try to get them to come. When they come and they see how hard it is, they go back.
Oh.
Yeah, I just met this guy. He works at he's a mechanic in the States, in Atlanta. And he was like, he just came maybe 3 months ago. He said, that's the worst decision I ever made.
Oh.
Yeah, because he's working so hard, but you don't see your money, right? But the good thing about America is, like, if you really have some good sense, let me just say that, right? You can, you know, you can make a lot of money if you wanted to, but it's really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard. I enjoy being in Ghana more. Often, how you doing? They're a woman. I'm waiting for more. I love being around women, so. So the main thing is, you know, it's better to be here. The thing I realize with the way Ghana is, you just have to think outside the box. Being here, I've already got like two business ideas that nobody is doing that I know if I do here, I'll be a millionaire in literally like 2-3 years.
Okay.
Right? So the main thing is just see what you have here and find a way to solve a problem instead of just going with the flow. But there's a lot of work over there. Whenever I go, I'd be like, oh man, I'm back to this country. Now, fam, but neighbor, you meet P. You know, so yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a very good you're sharing. But you know, I'm just imagining a Ghanaian listening to you right now.
Yeah,
we have heard you, but I won't take it.
Of course not.
Yeah, that
that's
one.
That's why go and see. That's why. Like, go and see. You see,
I mean, it's interesting. Novelist is my guest this morning here on Daybreak It. He's a musician. He's also into fashion designing
fashion
as well.
Business, yeah.
And well, well, he's not based here, but he comes every now and then and goes back. And this morning, we're just having that conversation. We just literally had to ask him that question, especially for a lot of youth out there who are still looking forward and queuing to actually leave the country, especially to the United States. We just had to get his thought or opinion on that. And that's what you just heard here on Daybreak Hit. So, are you going to be around for Christmas or you're going to go back?
I'm going to be around for, I'll be around for Christmas.
I think I actually advise you do so because so that you can actually have a feel of how we do our things and the concerts that are also coming up from the various artists. It won't be bad. I'm sure it wouldn't be bad to have you on medical stage as well because he also has his annual concert he organizes in December. So, Asali, we're off now, but I'm going to pay you. So, since you like ladies, I'm going to give the ladies opportunity to also add up or ask.
Yes.
so, this is Sally, Saliman.
Saliman.
Yeah, that's Saliman. She's
enjoying a malt.
Yeah, she's Sally Frimpong. When she decides to be a man, then we have to add the man to the name. So, that's Saliman. Okay. And this is Ketre. Ketre is like, you know, since you don't understand, she's more like our backbone. So it's like this. These are the older sisters. She's the younger one amongst us.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm just saying, but this is Ria. Ria is also our. Should I say? She's our auntie.
Wow.
Sally asked me to
That's
say
a compliment.
That. No, Sally asked me to say, but you are a rich auntie.
Please.
You are a rich auntie.
I'm a grandma.
Ah, you see?
I'm the kid
I mean, this is Novelist, and I'm sure you've all been following the conversation. You have any questions or you have any anything to add up?
I don't have any questions. Mm. I just like, you know, the whole vibe around his music and, you know, it's just feel good music.
Yeah.
And it's something you can never go wrong with when it comes to music, like feel good, jam. Like there's no way you wouldn't hear his song that you wouldn't bop to it.
Okay.
So it's good. Keep it up.
Appreciate it.
Catch you. Mm. You have any questions for Novelist?
The microphone is even running away from me.
Oh.
That is good.
Okay.
Okay, so not a question, but then I just love the fact that he's rooted. You know, he still loves his root because we have a lot of people that go out there for 3 days and they come back and they pretend as if they can't even say anything. Abrofosemkwa 24/7. But you could see that, you know, he still loves this. I mean, he's out there promoting Africa, you know, coming down here, connecting with the artists, and that's what we need.
Mm.
And I love the fact that I'm a fan of hip hop, so and he's doing true hip hop, and I love it. He should keep it up, and he should, you know, come more. Mm. And when we are done, he should drop some Akon on us.
Mm. Okay, Mama Gang.
Grandma.
Oh, that's Mama Gang. This is our Mama Gang of the industry.
I see.
So, I mean, Mama Gang. This is Novelist.
Yeah. Your English,
mm-hmm.
it caught my attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to have something in this music industry.
Okay.
Either your brofe is good or your brofe is bad
mm-hmm.
or you are hip-hopping or you are singing. You know, you must have something.
Yeah.
And I think what you have is the swag.
Mm.
And when you have swag, the possibility of you succeeding is high, especially on the level of the women.
Mm. Hey.
Because yes,
yeah,
you all realize that when she was speaking, she sounded like an American. You didn't realize.
I've always sounded like that.
You get it? You
understand? Yeah. I've always sounded like.
You see the influence that you have.
That's okay. I'll take it.
No, take it. Yeah. You have to run with it.
I'll take it.
Make sure that you slang and the women will be all for you. I keep saying that. I was listening to you guys when I was coming. Mm. I feel you are talented. I like good music.
Mm.
I don't know about the hip hop thing now, but I pray and hope that it works because almost all the rappers that we have in this country are running away.
Yeah, so most of them are singing.
They are singing.
Mm.
Kim Paluta.
I sing sometimes too.
Kim Paluta is singing.
Yeah.
He used to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Now he is giving us singing. Amradu too now has joined the caucus of singing. Even Sarkodie's best album in Ghana was the Mary album, and he sang on that album.
Mm.
So I would also want you to also look at that direction, because hip hop, the core hip hopers, we are actually losing them.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So if you can maintain and hold the fort for them whilst they come back. You get what I'm saying? Because now they have drifted away from the truth. And the truth is hip hop. So if you can hold your own so that it will entice them to come back. Otherwise, I'd also, you know, encourage you to also, you know, merge the singing bit.
Well, I have a lot of songs that merge the singing thing.
Because I think some of the best songs that we have in the world is the one that it has singing and rap on it.
You the whole world likes melody.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's all that I got to say.
I appreciate it.
So what's your favorite dish in Ghana anyway? When you were here before you went and you have come back now?
Kontomle stew. Yeah.
Just start with what?
Rice, of course.
It's too local.
You don't like your kinke? I mean, the Labadi boy.
I like kinke, but you know, I've had so much growing up, you know, so
he's
like
tired of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanna ask you a question.
Yeah, please.
Who's your favorite rapper in Ghana?
Favorite rapper in Ghana? Mm-hmm. I'll say Black.
Blacko. He's Black.
Blacko.
Oh, okay. Blacko.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
The OGs.
Oh, not the.
No, they see them.
Oh, well, of course. You know, you've got Sack. I'm real close with Reggie Rockstone, too. Of course.
That's Grandpa.
Yeah. So,
that's Granddad.
Yeah. But I have a weird thing. I just try to not listen to as many for influence because I don't want them to influence me as much.
Yeah.
Why?
Because no matter what, even if you hear some sounds, right, it'll still stick in your head. Right, and then you think it's your own sound that you're coming out with, but it's from somebody else.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, really? It's the first time I'm hearing this.
Yeah.
I thought that when you listen to more records or more sounds, it really expands your horizon in order for you to create more.
Correct. But if you listen to rappers, then no. But if you're talking about other sounds, then yes, I'll listen to other sounds, like different genres. I'll listen to rock music. I'll listen to pop, just so you can pick up different sounds. But if you listen,
who's your best, you know, high life musician in Ghana?
I don't listen to High Life as much.
Hey!
Novelist, don't worry. When we finish, we'll
don't dig a grave for yourself.
Novelist, what are your social media handles?
It's Novelis Official. So N-O-V-A.
What's it to? Yeah, you're kind of Novelis. And also the Novelis.
I call it Novelis. Hey. Yeah. Same thing.
It's the same.
It's the same thing. Most people call me Nova, right? Okay. But it's Novalis Official.
Okay.
N-O-V-A-L-I-S Official. Okay. And I also got to give a shout out to my producer. He's my in-house producer, Mint Beats as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. All right, we can only wish you all the best. Yeah. And as I said, now that you're in Ghana, just make the best of it.
Of course.
And try to work with, our rappers too.
I'm with it. Just, you know, y'all reach out to me, I reach out to you guys too. So, yeah.
Okay.
And the Nigerians too. They are making the money.
And don't worry, when you send the money, we'll spend small, but we'll still do the work.
Yeah, in Ghana, you mean, eh?
Yes.
Local for you.
We'll spend small, but we'll still do the work for you as well.
Of course, okay? That one, you understand.
Yeah. Well, so go follow him. Go on YouTube. Follow him as well. And let's just keep supporting good Ghanaian music here on Hits 1039 FM. Thank you once again for coming through and
all
the best.
Thank you.
And don't forget, money. We all want money this weekend. And if you want money, just pick up your phone. I'm not asking you to answer any question or do anything. I'm just asking you to dial the number *281#. When you dial that, it will take you straight to a list of radio stations. Remember, Hits FM is number 5. Click on number 5, follow the prompt, and be that lucky winner today. Remember, we're giving 1,500 Ghana cedis to 3 lucky winners. Sally, don't ask me. Ketcher, don't ask me. Riado, if you do it, it won't work. It's for listeners. So
we are not listeners.
You are in the studio. So it's for listeners. So
do this. We'll do it.
No, I've been trying.
So do this as many times as you can, because once you're trying somebody else's shrine, and you know it's evident that lots of people have won over the time. So make sure you do this as many times as you can. Remember, it's still Daybreak. It's on Hit 1039 FM. I have Mama Gun here, I have K-Tray here, and I have Ria here. When we come back, we have a lot more to discuss here on Showbiz Review, and you cannot afford to miss out on it.
Are you ready to step into the spotlight? Do you have what it takes to walk the runway of your dreams? This is Africa's Model Scout, the ultimate competition where the next top models are born. We are looking for you, ladies between 18 and 25 years, bold, confident, eloquent, and stands at least 1.75 meters tall. Send us your video entry showing your best strut, different poses, catwalk, and tell us why you are the best person to end the spot in the competition. Email your entry video to africasmodelscout@gmail.com or WhatsApp us at 055-157-5757. And don't forget to tag us on social media. Watch the space for more information on live auditions that will take place in Kumasi and Accra, because it's time for you to shine, to transform, and to be discovered. Africa's Model Scout, the stage is calling your name.
My paddy, life is short. Man for plan, but also man need to enjoy regardless.
Hey, have you heard about Afrilac Lotto?
Afrilac Lotto, what's it about? Tell me.
Afrilac is the biggest lottery jackpot giant in Ghana currently, giving away a whopping 70 million Ghana cedis to its lucky customers.
Wow, that's huge. So how can I play?
Just dial *741# or visit www.afrilac.com. You can play Afrilac games in the morning and in the evening. The morning draw ends at 10 a.m. and the evening draw ends at 7 p.m. to help the Mega Jackpot games and the Classic Direct games, Direct 1 to 6, Spam 2 to 6, and the Banker game. Then, you choose your 6 lucky numbers from just 1 to 57 balls. Is that simple?
Oh, I see. So how much can I stake?
You can stake Afrilac games from 1 Ghana cedis to 20 Ghana cedis and above. Winners are paid the same day into their Momo wallet.
I'll play the Afrilac games today to win the 70 million Ghana cedis jackpot.
Don't forget to also tune to UTV to watch the live draw at 7:15 p.m.
Afrilac Lotto.
Sikampe Didi.
Hello, Ghana. Your favorite radio stations are back on TuneIn. Joy FM, Love FM, Adum FM, Asempa FM, and Inshua FM, all your beloved multimedia group brands are now back on TuneIn. Wherever you are, we've got you covered. Yes, Joy FM, Love FM, Adum FM, Asempa FM, and Inshua FM are back on TuneIn. So tune in to the best of news, music, sport, and entertainment from Ghana's top stations, anytime, anywhere, on TuneIn. Go to the App Store or Google Play Store to download TuneIn and listen to Joy FM, Love FM, Adum FM, Asempa FM, or Inshua FM to stay connected and entertained.
Attention! 7th December, on the ballot paper, just look for the umbrella!
Chieno.
The umbrella.
Aya, Kateria.
Mahama and the umbrella.
24-hour economy.
Obia, the
December 7th. I can't wait.
As for me, I will turn printer till I get to number 8.
Hey, landlord, never make that mistake.
Oh, someone,
when they give you the ballot paper, what you are looking for is the umbrella. You will see Mama's picture on the left side of the chinier. Now look for the box right next to the cateria and thumbprint in that box alone.
So, after thumbprinting only in the box next to the umbrella, what do I do next?
Simple, make sure you wipe your thumb clean before you fold the ballot paper
so you don't stain it and have it rejected.
Exactly. But in case you spoiled your ballot paper, feel free to go for another one.
You want to engulf me in catastrophic quagmire? Opa Sema Mami, well, do you know how long I have been voting? Eh? But for my vote, Nkrumah would have lost the 1960 elections. What all?
Hey, sir, and you've never heard that you can ask for a new ballot sheet if you make a mistake?
Never.
And then what? The law allows that. In fact, the aged, sick, or disabled, and even those who can't see well, can go with a trusted person 18 years and above to help them to vote right.
That's all.
Really?
Irrefutably
simple.
Thank you for this enlightenment.
Remember to vote right for your mama. Some print in the box.
Right next to Chinyelo.
Vote right for John Mahama.
the 2024 general elections draws near, your entertainment station, Hits 103.9 FM, brings you something different.
Starting on the 11th of November, Hits 103.9 FM will bring you the midday news from Joy 99.7 FM,
followed by 10 minutes of solid entertainment news.
Yes, from the north, east, west and south, we bring you the best in mainline news
and entertainment news. Hits 103.9 FM means absolute entertainment.
Big money, money, money. Alex, look to an a idea, manager, me tell you pa the game pack by no and be hunyan. I'm so and also I'm here and also payment, you know. Are you good? The mamma stop we see the monkey and get another medical game pack because I need the winner once the crap on swing is heavy being to medical. And also I am 3 times a day. Why are 9 o'clock? Why are 12 o'clock? Why are 6 o'clock? Now once the crap. Ukita 54. Yet a tetato tax in about 48 kura. When you be a half hour, the game pack there a good pa. The mammy who say, Marina, mamma need ye pa. The same target, the answer can be better say, 1 billion kura. Mammy, dear man.
And you didn't kura. Dial is *946# for chop. They didn't put him for game pack agrees. So, Nabina Mula be bray and the ya. For gamepackgames.com. Game Pack Agroy, NLM Ratted, Show Hustle, and you want to end if you do watch it.
Brother, never let them know. Be free, I crack up Kumazin and so my mama who. I wonder why you hating me when you never blow. I step on the beat and do my thing, yet you still they hate. Ole me, yeah, ole. Ole me, yeah, ole me. Ole me, yeah, ole me. Ole me, yeah, ole me. Many wanna be cool. Many wanna. Music choke for my brain. I don't show, I don't blow. Music choke for my brain. Me no like passa passa. I'm here for all the mula. Men click on me once them. Men click on me nantio. Me nantio. Ya walk on to knee. Ya walk on to knee. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Only me.
Right, so this is a brand new one from AY Poyo. And he calls this one Only Me. And to actually hear Sally and all the beautiful ladies say that this music is music. Now,
like, that's why I'm sensible, you see. I was shocked.
I mean, well, AY Poyo, the last time he came here, he had said that he had changed a number of things. Mm-hmm. And if you all heard, he was in Nigeria for a long time. He's been there for a long time doing music, changing the brand and doing all sort of things. So I'm happy for him. And so when he comes back to Ghana, hopefully we'll try and link him up and have a conversation with him. So just stay on. It's now time for Showbiz Review. And I have all the ladies here. Before I do that, remember *281#. Click on number 5, follow the prompt and be that lucky winner for the promotion. I'm giving out 1,500 Ghana cedis. Now, so papa, we are 500. Kasu, nan kam timu mami bi.
Yeah, bi.
Okay.
You are the rich auntie.
Hey, we have a zoo.
You I'm helping. Can I help you this weekend? For the
house. You see, we are calculating what we'll use the money for. You have the power to actually win this money. So dial *281#. Do this as many times as you can and be that lucky winner. So we're moving straight to our very first story. And our first story, quite an interesting one. It's been going on and on. There's back and forth, front, back, left, right, center. It has to do with the Ghana DJ Awards that happened. Well, it's been 2 weeks, eh? It's been 2 weeks now. And one particular category, two human beings. One said this today, the other says that. So let me just give you what is going on and then we can call. It says, the Ghana DJ Awards, obviously, which was held on November 9th, has made a lot of headlines. And apart from perfectly organized event, the award for the MC Hype Man of the Year is one that has been causing a lot of controversy. I don't know whether I will be the first to only see this, but this is my first time seeing, an award for two people. Now, this particular type, because it's either one is the MC or, I don't know, why didn't they do it one for MC and the other man for Hype Man? But they brought all together and gave it to two people. Now, these two people are MC Kojo Manuel and MC Portfolio. So while Portfolio has been celebrating this win, even though he has expressed some reservations about why it was a tie, Kojo Manuel has finally come out to speak about his shock and disappointment. So one is celebrating, one is shocked, disappointed. Oh, English nibebre. So now I think we should listen to what Manuel said first. Oh, actually, I think we should listen to what Portfolio said before we actually move on to Kojo Manuel. So here is Portfolio on his wins.
Being what focuses on the capital. But lucky enough, some of us are the few versatile ones who've been registered some form of presence across. And so we've done some of the biggest events in the country. But because maybe they are not hosted in the capital, you might not know it. We've done some of the most enviable royal events in West Africa, hosting Otunfo's 25th anniversary concert. We've hosted the biggest all-black party, the most trending one, which you know. We've hosted one of the biggest sports events with Asamoah Gyan Sports Stadium show. We've done a couple of things. And talking about talkability, no MC has influence the pop culture this year than MC Portfolio. And not to sound boastful, but this fact, there's not even an opinion. Ish. Oh, come on. Ish. Come on. There is facts. In Ghana, everyone knows my brand influence in the pop culture and entertainment space is unparalleled. So, this year was certainly one that I needed for the books. And then I'm glad the ninth turned out the way as Polio is one of the few versatile MCs that defines that category definition better in Ghana.
Okay.
We are talking about MC Hype Man of the Year.
Mm.
This is a hybrid, the hybrid representation of the host culture. Someone who has registered a household brand in the prime and proper moderation bit of it. Then the Hype Man, which is the rave and fanfare and the concert bit of it. I do both of them over the years with so much panache, and you can't take away from him. So when you are talking about the real representation of that category,
it was you.
It has always been me. But that is not to say that whoever has won previously there. But I'm saying moving forward, if maybe they can detach or create a subcategory that represents some people for what they represent. If they are hype man or club MCs, let's create FBS. We can have two categories.
Okay.
Because over the years, you see, it has disincentivized people who are also not into nightlife. But there are other MCs elsewhere who are really killing it.
Right.
In other space of the culture.
Right.
So if you say MC Hype Man of the Year, and all these years, the winners have centered on people on tonight.
Only hype men and not so MC.
So that's why I'm confident that for the first time, this represents someone.
Hey, MC Portfolio, welcome, bro. So this is MC Portfolio's audio. Now we are going to play Kojo Manuel. And just so you know, we have the organizer or the CEO of the Ghana DJ Awards on phone. So let's listen to Kojo Manuel. When we come back, we'll speak to Mercury Quay on this.
I don't believe there's anything like a tie. I don't think Ghana would have an election and then we finish and say the MPP and NEC won. Are we going to do that? No. No, because it's based on merit of your hard work, of your influence, and the votes that people are giving you. So if you can end up by saying that, it'd be two people were the best thing, best people at this, I'd never understand the notion behind it. And I haven't had any official statement from the Ghana DJ Awards or why that happened, because... the last, of course, I've won 3 years in a row. I won 2019, and then I won 2022, 2023, and now. And say, are you mad? And someone would not know what that means. Mm. Because when I started, I used to have to caution people that, we can't say it here, we can't say it there, because it's problematic. If someone doesn't understand it, they get
agitated. And it's not an insult.
It's not an insult, you know? We had to hold back. Now, I've gotten to a point where I don't have to say that anymore. So, if... we work through it to a point where there are a lot of people that are MCs now because, oh, look at Kojumano and what he has done. I did not even think I would ever have to come and sit on TV or radio and have to tell people because I've never been that kind of person. But we've gotten to that point where you win an award and you have to come and defend the award because there's somebody else that people think...
What's your relationship with Portfolio?
No, I'm a Kumasi boy, so I know of him, and we met a couple of times. We've had conversations.
Have you guys had a chat after this?
After this, no. It's been a bit of like, oh, Charlie, congratulations. But we haven't had an actual conversation.
Has he accepted the award as it is? I mean, you haven't accepted the award as it is.
What am I accepting? I mean, I'm accepting that he won as well.
The tie? Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's no tie. Everybody knows who won the award.
Who won the award?
Everybody knows. Jay, go to your crew.
Yeah.
Ask them who won the MC Hype Man of the Year 2024 Ghana DJ Awards. They will tell you who. And, and if you have a bigger number of them saying it's not me, cool.
Wait. How did they...
Are you mad?
No, you see, we do this thing, and then when people speak up, we like to tag them as...
problematic,
controversial. You understand? Because someone works very hard. I have a degree. I have a 9-to-5 that I quit and be like, okay, let me focus on this. Let me do this. You understand? Because this is my passion. I cannot be 40, 45 and now decided that, oh, you see that talent I have. Now that I've made it in a corporate world, I want to come and be an MC. I think it's more difficult than, and I have to make that decision. And people have accepted it. I'm never somebody that wants, I'm not a fan of the limelight. And that's something people don't understand. Jay, how long have I known you? How many times have I asked for an interview or asked to be in a video or do... I don't care about those things. I want my work to speak for me, and it has spoken for me for a very long time.
Right, so there you go. You had both MC Portfolio and Kojo Manuel, and it looks like so Kojo Manuel had the interview on 3 Music, and I think Portfolio had it with Changes or Prime Morning. Prime Morning on Joy Prime. So these are two individuals. They actually, they both won the same award. And from the way they're speaking, it's some way. I have the CEO, the organizer, the owner of the Ghana DJ Awards, Mercury Kwe, on phone. Good morning, Mercury.
Good morning, Doreen.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's your laughter for me. For some reason, I just love it. Mercury.
Yo.
You have two solid men. You have two men. And I believe you've heard from both sides.
Yes.
And they don't seem too happy because they don't see why there should be a tie for one particular one. And from the way they're speaking, everyone thinks that they're better than the other. And so this morning, we want to find out from you, how did two people win the same award?
Right. So thanks for the question, and good morning, you know, to all listeners, to, you know, the amazing ladies in the studio. Today is a ladies' day, right?
So it is a ladies' day. All your girlfriends are here. They are waiting for you. Yes.
So we should have been talking about the best female DJ of the year. My hype men have hijacked the day.
Let's go with them.
It's very important to mention that this is a category of the Guinness Ghana DJ Awards that I'm very interested in, because as you may know, I am Ghana's first hype man. I'm the first person to actually coin the word hype man in Ghana.
Go ahead, Mercury.
I started this. So when we curated the Guinness Ghana DJ Awards, we were not going to leave it to a stroke of serendipity. It had to be included. And I'm very, very happy with the progress that this very category has made in the awards. Of course, I created this, so there's no way, I could be nominated for it. So I'm not fortunate like the likes of Kojo Manuel and Portfolio, who would actually win this and, you know, we'll have all that. So moving forward to how this whole thing came about, I would like to address a few things. I have not had the opportunity to listen to the interview that Kojo Manuel granted in entirety. I got to listen to it just a while ago on this platform, and I am very disappointed. I like to address it from that angle. I'm very, very disappointed in Kojo Manuel for his output regarding his commentary on this. It is okay to register your, you know, displeasure about something, but I think the tangent he's on, you know, leaves a lot to be desired. I've heard him say that he doesn't believe there is anything like a tie. It is very unfortunate for, you know, a person of his caliber to be saying something like this. I expect him to know a lot better than that. There's a tie in a lot of competitions. Even in football matches, you can have a draw, 0-0, 1-1. If you come to awards programs, you can take a look at some of the events that he probably, you know, wishes to be on. You can talk about the Grammys. There have been ties on the Grammys. And we don't know better, you know, than the Grammys, because the Grammys started how many years ago? More than 40 years ago. So they have done something that we could always want to learn from. You can talk about the BETs. If you may recall, in 2015, Sarkodie and Wizkid had a tie in the BET. And Sarkodie did not come to Ghana to rant like Kojo Manuel is doing. I think that he should get off his high horse, because it is the same program that adjudged him the best MC, and he was very proud of and was mentioning on all the platforms. So he should remember that it is the same platform he's talking about. Why did he not come out to mention that he needed to understand why he won Best Hype Man of the Year last year? Why did he not come out to ask that the DJ Awards should come and give him a breakdown of why he won the Best Hype Man last 2 years? So this is why I'm disappointed. Away from that, let me move into